Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got to revisit the politics of the week because we now have a Republican slate of candidates, the nominees for statewide office here in Virginia. And Dr. Bob Holsworth, who runs Decide Smart, is back with us now that we know that it's Glenn Youngkin and Winsome Sears and Jason Miaris for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general on the Republican side. It's a pretty unique slate, don't you think? With an African-American woman, first African-American woman nominated for a statewide office in Virginia, and a Latino, a Cuban, a young guy running for attorney general, and then when he says he's a political outsider, there's just no way around it. That's Glenn Youngkin, I think. What is your take on this?
Yeah, I think, by and large, John, the top of the ticket dominates. And at the end of the day, I think the Republicans probably selected the candidate who has the best chance of winning. Now, because he's an absolute outsider and a novice, we don't know how well he's going to actually run a campaign.
Right.
But my sense is that with all the resources he has, and he clearly ran a great campaign to get that nomination, going from unknown to beating some people who were quite well-known within right. the Republican Party to get the nomination. So it seems to me that Youngkin, if he can develop a message that's geared toward the suburbs now and geared toward those folks who actually decide the elections in Virginia, kind of the swing voters, he has a decent chance of being very competitive. I think he has to get off some of the issues that he addressed in the convention, because while I think that can help mobilize the base, so he'll still talk about that somewhat,
right.
his broader message can't simply be one about critical race theory in the schools. That's kind of what I would say, kind of a red meat story.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Do you?
But it's not an issue, John. Look, people want the schools open. They want their kids educated. They, by and large, like their schools. They're concerned right now that this remote learning has put their kids behind.
Right. Okay.
Now,
that was Pete Snyder's message the whole way through. And I know some people called Pete around politics for a while and said, hey, man, the schools are going to be open, so you need to move off of that. And people argued back, like, that is the primary issue. So that's interesting to hear you say.
Well, certainly people are frustrated there. Mm-hmm. But Terry McAuliffe is coming in, and he's saying he wants to pay teachers more, get them up to the national average. Mm-hmm. And my sense is that if the education issue is about whether or not teachers should get paid the national average or whether you should teach critical race theory, Terry McAuliffe is going to win that. I just think you have to have an argument that's really going to be based about the frustrations and concerns that people, that the vast majority of people have. Over the years, poll after poll shows that most people are pretty happy with public education. They want it functioning smoothly. They don't want all of this stuff. Now, like an issue that probably has more legs than, I think, critical race theory, which could be a problem for Republicans, I think might be this issue, are they... what's happening to advanced math classes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are issues there. How can your kids in Northern Virginia, can they get into Virginia colleges and universities?
Mm-hmm.
Those are big issues. So I think that Youngkin has the potential because he's clearly smart. He's very good on television, and he has unlimited resources. I think the Democrats are a little surprised they're going to have to run against a candidate that's going to have more money than them. This gives the Republicans some opportunity if he can hone in on a message. I think that's really, really good. Now, and I'll mention one other issue here.
Okay.
Election integrity. Most Virginians believe that the last election was pretty good. 54% of them voted for Joe Biden. They didn't see big issues with fraud and election integrity in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Youngkin is now, sort of defining that down a little bit to voter ID, which is probably something where there is significant support. But I don't think it's going to turn the election because most Virginians don't believe that their elections are fraudulent. Mm-hmm. So you have to find those issues that, impact people on a day-to-day level. If he does that, given his resources, given his capacity on television, he could be very competitive.
Yeah. But there's a difference between the speech and the topics that you cover when you're speaking to, say, the Henrico County Republicans on a Saturday morning, like some of these people will tomorrow, and what you put in your TV ad to touch the non-political person that you're trying to win over. I get your point there.
Well, just think about Bob McDonnell.
Yeah.
Bob's for jobs. In the social conservative, but he was from, he ran an election based on appealing to those suburban voters. He advertised in, Vietnamese language newspapers, Filipino radio stations. He did things that showed that he was an inclusive candidate and that he was appealing to the new voters who were out there. Mm-hmm. If Glenn Youngkin, he has the money to do this, John. Mm-hmm. So
does he appear with Winsome Sears in every ad and try? To be cynical.
No, the Democrats are going to have him appear with Winsome Sears in every ad.
Would you think she's a negative for Republicans?
We don't know how she's going to play. In some sense, I think it's very positive given the historic nature of the candidacy.
Right.
On the other hand, they're going to have pictures of her standing there with that AR-15 in every Democratic ad.
Right. I was honestly, Dr. Bob, when I saw that, I know that our people aren't threatened. Republicans are not threatened by that picture. But it is a pretty striking picture, and for Northern Virginia sensibilities, where you don't appear with a gun, that's a pretty dramatic photo.
That picture is going to be in every Democratic ad next to Glenn Youngkin. In those areas. Now, the Democrats are not going to put that ad up in
Southwest,
in the western part of the state.
Hey, real quick before we go, so what do Democrats do? Terry McAuliffe is the odds-on favorite, I guess, but if I were one of these young African-American women who is seeking the gubernatorial nomination, I think I'd be making a case, hey, you can't run Terry McAuliffe with his baggage, and he does have baggage, both as a governor and just as an individual. You can't run him, hope that you're going to beat somebody who has no record and baggage.
I think that's part of the message that they're going to put forward. I think it's a real challenge for them to get the message out. Jennifer Calfoy's raised some money, but she's probably the least well known. Jennifer McClellan is very well known inside the Democratic Party, is not that well known outside RVA to a lot of the rank and file Democrats. But that's the pitch they're going to make. I think McAuliffe, still makes the argument, I'm the only guy who can compete, financially with this guy.
Right.
And so he has a pretty good counter to that argument as well.
Wonder if Terry McAuliffe will come on WRVA again. I had drinks the other night at the Jefferson with a guy who's good friends with Terry McAuliffe. And I told the guy, I said, I would have lost the bet. I thought Terry McAuliffe would have come on WRVA and said, you know what, I'm not scared of John Reed, I'm not scared of Jeff Katz, I don't care, I'm going to speak to that conservative audience and I'm going to win a percentage of them because I think he's got that kind of ego and really will just talk to anybody. And I would have lost that bet because he turned us down. I mean, maybe he'll come on before June 8th and maybe I'm, jumping the gun.
Well, that's surprising. I think, why not, right? He'll certainly come on after June 8th, I would say.
Probably true. Hey, listen, Dr. Bob Holsworth, who runs Decide Smart, I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, John.